Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good.
But, all right, thank you for coming on the show, first of all. Do me a favor, introduce yourself. Let my listeners know who you are.
Well, my name is Maturi Naughton, and I'm an actress, singer, entertainer. Happy to be on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. So, first off, you're a member or a former member of the R&B group 3LW, right?
Yes, I was a former member of 3LW, which was kind of my first big break. I was 15 years old. I started in the record business. And it was definitely an experience. I learned a lot from that, and I went on to venture into acting, which is awesome, and being able to, have my own career. So it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's up to you, whether or not, but what's going on with the group now? What happened, and what happened?
With the group?
Yes. If you want to answer, you don't have to.
It's one of those things, like, I feel like, why I keep dwelling on it. Basically, what happened is that, things just didn't work out as far as, management and me being treated a certain way. And I didn't feel like I was growing, and I just wasn't happy. And it just was not meant to be. And we all kind of split up, went our ways. There's no, hard feelings at this point. I've moved on, and I've been able to forgive and just kind of get through those trying times, which was really rough for me to get through the 3LW breakup. But, luckily I was strong enough and picked myself back up. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, now my listeners know the truth, you guys. So now you know, and that's what under the bridge now. So what
mm-hmm.
have you been doing? So what have you been doing now? Please don't tell me you've been on D5 Pro, be on Dancing with the Stars, because everybody's about to be on.
Oh, no, I will not be on Dancing with the Stars. That is an awesome show, though, that I love, and I know some friends of mine that have been on the show. But no, that's not in my plans. The things that I'm doing now are just focusing on really, establishing myself as an actress, in the game, and just really staying focused on my craft. I want to do more film. I want to, be back on stage. I've done Broadway. I really just want to continue, singing and acting, and those are my loves and my passions. So I'm hoping that I can just keep doing what I love.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're from East Orange, New Jersey, correct?
I am, born and raised. I'm in Jersey
okay.
right now. Shout out to Jersey.
That's right.
East Orange. Yes.
I know what, and I'll be honest with you. I don't know whether it was you or another member of the group that lives directly down the street from my great-grandmother. And because that entire area is Noe by Nature, Tretch, all of them are from there. And I think his parents,
yeah.
they still live in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that entire. I grew up around there. I wouldn't grow up there. I grew up around there. My great grandparents lived there on North 18th
okay.
Street for so many
yeah,
years.
Yeah, North 18th Street is where
yeah.
Naughty by Nature is from. We
yeah.
all grew up
right.
in the same
right.
hood, pretty much.
Right, right.
Yep.
Right. I hope we don't know each other, and I hope we're not related. I'm like, oh, great.
No, I think it's just how small the world is, just knowing people from around the same neighborhood.
Right. I'm related to somebody from 3LW. nevertheless, I heard you do when I think last time I talked to you, I think it was last week sometime, you said you were auditioning for something you were auditioning for, correct?
I've been auditioning a bunch for shows, for movies. Yes, that is what I do. On my day-to-day is basically just the hustle and the grind of every actress that's out there. I'm auditioning, meeting directors and casting people. I just try to stay busy, even when I'm not working. Like, I finished shooting Lottery Ticket, and the first thing I did after shooting that movie was go to L.A. and just get focused.
Right. Now how did you get a Lottery Ticket? How did you get in that movie? How did that come about?
Well, that came about, actually, through Eric White and Matt
okay.
Alvarez. They actually contacted my agent with some interest in me for the role of Stacy, and of course I had to audition, and you know, it went really well, and I had a great vibe with Bow Wow, who I had already known since we were like teenagers growing up in, you know, the music business. And Brandon T. Jackson, I had a screen test. I did my best, worked it out, and I think like a week later they called and said, you got the part. So essentially I was in L.A. and I just auditioned and met with Eric White, the director, and, you know, he liked me, and luckily I got the part. So then I was shooting the movie in the next couple of months. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Now, I don't know if anybody, I don't know if Eric told you, but I'm the one that made the phone call and made things happen for you. I wanted to leave it as a surprise, but I'm the one that made the phone call. So, you know, give her the part.
That what?
Huh?
What'd you say? You made the phone call. I'm sorry, what?
I was joking. I said I made the phone call and got you the part.
Oh. Well, good looking out. Thank you. See, I'm glad I have supporters and people that are, you know, riding for me. I appreciate that.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready to go in the studio and record your next album, I'll give Clive Davis a call. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Good looking. See, that's the people I need on my team. I love Clive Davis. I would love to work with him too.
Me too. He's one of my entrepreneurs.
Wow.
So the congratulations on getting that part. And then that movie comes out when? In August?
Yeah, it comes out August 20th, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. It's me, Bow Wow, Ice Cube, Brandon T. Jackson, Terry Crews, Loretta Devine. It's a great cast. It's going to be really funny. And I think it's a perfect summer fun movie. I think when people see it, they'll enjoy it. But they also get a great story and laugh, and then also, you know, see the heart of the movie as well.
Mm. Now, August what? Is there a release date yet or no?
Uh-huh, August 20th.
Okay, great. Okay, so
you spread the word. Please go out and see it opening weekend.
I will definitely. And you know what? Definitely. So August is around the time that, you know, that we do this. This is going to be my anniversary around the time for the show. So it's the beginning of August. So I'm really hoping that you can come in, so you can come up and be a part of the anniversary party. I'm going to invite so many people. So hope you're in town, you know, so you can stop by. But, nevertheless, okay, yeah. What was it like working with, Bow Wow, I know you and Brandon T had met, but, like, people like Loretta Devine and, you know, Eric White, who has a great track record in directing. What was it like interacting with those people?
It was great. I mean, especially working with Loretta Devine, who I hadn't worked with before. And basically, she's somebody that I've admired her career and looked up to, and she's had such a long career, and it was awesome. So Eric White, actually, it's funny because he was also supposed to direct a video that when I was in 3FW way back in the day, and we never got a chance to do that because, you know, the group didn't make it to that point. I've always liked his work as a director, and it was really cool. So, you know, I have a lot of respect, and I'm proud of him making his debut as a movie director.
Right. Okay. So, you got the acting thing going on. Is there any return to music?
Well, you know, I did get a chance to really, I guess, showcase more of a music side in the movie Fame. Which I recorded the soundtrack. I had 5 songs on the soundtrack, and I actually have a solo album based on my character from Fame, which was pretty cool. It's different. I essentially recorded an album surrounding my character, Denise, and that's on iTunes right now. So for all the fans, please go check it out. It's called Fame Presents Missouri Naughton as Denise. Didn't I tell you? And it's really fun, and I wrote actually 6 songs on the album, so that was pretty cool. So I'm always going to be doing music. I feel like I find ways to implement music into everything I do because it's such a huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm. So, musically, who were some of your influences?
What did you say?
Musically, who were some of your influences?
Oh, wow. Growing up, I always was influenced by Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Aretha Franklin, the greats, you know, those are some of the people, you know, I think when I was growing up that I really looked up to. But right now, some of the music influences, you know, I guess adding on the modern day people like Beyonce and Alicia Keys, I really love and respect. Those are some people that I definitely am influenced by. Usher, yeah. So those are some of my musical influences.
Who would you like to work with one day, maybe on an album or a song?
Well, there's so many people. I would love to work with Neo one day. I think he's an amazing artist, but also I think he's a really great writer, and I would love for him to write me a song. Shout out. So I would love to work with him. I would love to work with Miss Beyonce. I love her, and I really, really respect her as a career woman and everything that she's been able to do. Yeah, those are some people. And I would love to, on the production side, there's some people I want to work with. Let's see. Oh, thanks. There's so many great people. Tricky and Sep. I think that Dark Child, Rodney Jerkins is great. So those are people, you know, if I was doing an album, I would reach out to some of them. And also just people that aren't big names. Like, I'm one of those people that just want to do good work, make some great songs, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a big-time producer like Timbaland or anything. It could just be somebody who's coming up and got, you know, genuine talent.
Right. I feel kind of disappointed right now because you didn't say me want to work with me, or you didn't want to do a single with me. You know, I got the studio up here that, you know, is very suddenly used, you know, so.
I'm sorry. No offense. You know, I was just, you know, answering the question. I thought you meant, like, people that, you know.
Everybody always leaves me out. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so now, but besides, you know, I guess the music, is there a talk show in the works, a clothing line, perfume line? You know, everybody's doing everything right now.
So yeah.
A car named after you? What's
a car. No, I probably won't be doing that. Hold on one second.
Sure.
I definitely don't have any of those things set out yet. Like, I'm trying to think, like, all the stuff that, you know, people are doing. Like, I haven't gotten to that point where I'm going to have, like, a perfume or a talk show or anything like that. I think, like, right now, I need to just, like I said, just focus on just doing what I do. Like, you know, that's how you get to that point, to have your own clothing line, which I would love to do one day, actually, and jewelry or accessory line or something like that. So, you know, in the future, I definitely am dreaming big, but I know that you got to take one step at a time.
Right. Exactly right. For those females out there,
mm-hmm.
that one, whether it be from a group standpoint, from a solo artist standpoint, what advice would you give to them?
For the females who, you said from a group standpoint?
Yeah, let's just say we have a female group coming out that wants to come out.
Oh, okay.
What advice would you give to them?
I would definitely tell them, okay, first off, groups, it's challenging. I know that, you know, it's a wonderful thing if you can be, you know, do a group. However, you know, you just have to know yourself going into it. You got to be able to, you know, respect each other, focus on your talent, and don't let other people, you know, kind of come in between the connection that you all have. On a solo basis, I would just say to really be a strong individual. Don't let, you know, the business change you, because it's hard sometimes. You feel alone. You're coming into business by yourself. Just be strong, be grounded, stay humble. All of those things are important. Remember who you are, you know what I mean?
Where do you see yourself 5 years from today that we're talking? Where would you see yourself? What do you like? What would you like to see yourself?
Wow, 5 years from today, I'm gonna be. In 5 years from today, I'd like to see myself having, you know, at least 5 more movies under my belt that I'm really proud of. Hopefully I can, you know, show the world that I'm also an artist and entertainer. I would love to be on tour or doing like kind of a worldwide tour promoting an album in 5 years. I would love to, to be on stage again, possibly, you know, headlining a Broadway show or something like that in 5 years. I think that, there's so many great things that I want to do. And I think, you know, I'm hoping that in 5 years I can get those things under my belt so I can look back and say, wow, you know, Natur, you've worked hard, you've earned it, you're doing what you came to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not going to keep you longer, but I want you to give, are there any websites or your MySpace, your Twitter that my fans, that my listeners can check you out, more information about where, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Well, first off, I'll give y'all my Twitter page. I have a lot of Twitter fans that follow me and keep in touch. So it's at Naturi Naughton. So if you go to twitter.com/Naturi Naughton, which is NaturiNaughton. It's real simple. I don't have no crazy secret names. It's just at Naturi Naughton. So hit me up. Let me know, you know, what's up. I'll keep y'all in the loop of what's going on in my life. And I have a MySpace music page where you can hear snippets of my music, which is myspace.com/Naturi Naughton. And, you know, my Facebook page, which is just Naturi Naughton as well. So I think I just, you know, I try to answer emails and get back to fans and stuff like that. So definitely hit me up.
Now, what do you do for fun when you're not working or you're not, what do you do for fun when you're just your time? What do you do?
For fun? Well, you know what? I do what normal people do. People, like, don't know. I love, like, just doing regular stuff. Like, I go to the movies. I just went to see Sex and the City, too. So I love to go to the movies. Also, I'm a game night type girl. Like, I love fun, goofy, crazy. Like, I love to have friends over and play Taboo and you know, just enjoy, I guess, time with my friends. So I love game nights. That's something I do for fun. And, sometimes I like to go out and go, like, to bowling or roller skating, throwback, because I used to love to roller skate as a kid. I like to do, you know, outgoing stuff. I'm very outgoing.
Mm-hmm. Now, can Naturi cook?
Can Naturi cook? Actually, I can. I have gotten so much better, I think, from practice. I actually have a cookbook. Thank you, Miss Patti LaBelle. I have a cookbook.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, you know, before you said Patti LaBelle, I was going to say, you didn't tell me that you had a cookbook out. I said, what is it? You didn't talk about that.
No. I actually own a cookbook called Patti LaBelle Recipes to Sing About.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, I've actually made pork chops, smothered in gravy, mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I can make barbecue chicken. So, yeah, I could throw down a little something.
All right. I may have you cook a dish for the anniversary party.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right. So. I hope people survive after they eat it. I'm not that good. I'm not a catering service.
Oh, wow. All right, Natur, I'm not going to keep you now. I know you've got a lot of things to do. You want to give your shout-out or anybody you want to shout-out?
Well, I want to shout-out the fans and, you know, to you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
Man, it means so much to have people supporting me. Thank you for going to see my movies, Notorious, Fame. Please go see Lottery Ticket. Y'all are going to crack up and have a good time when you see it August 20th. But I just want to shout out the people who, you know, been riding and supporting me ever since 3LW, because a lot of people might have wrote me off and thought I wasn't going to have a career, but it just goes to show you sometimes you get knocked down, but you can get back up.
That's right. Prove them wrong. Now, I don't want to do this to you, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you sing a little something for us?
Oh, what do you guys want to hear? This is, you are putting me on the spot for real. Okay. No, sure. What?
Anything.
What would be?
It's your choice.
I'll sing a snippet of, actually, I was telling you about the album, the Fame album that I did, is a song that I just shot a video for called Haters, and, yeah, so I'll sing a little bit of that.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Today I'm here to say that I have paved my way through all the hate. Look at me now. I took your negativity and made it positive for me. Ain't losing no sleep. We gon' let them say what they say. They can't touch us anyway. We gon' be straight. Let them hate. That's just a little snippet.
No, we thank you so much. That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Thank you. The song is called Haters, so please go out, get it on iTunes right now. H8AZ, Haters. That's all the people that be hating on us, but we just let them know. Let them hate because they're not going to hold us down.
That is absolutely right. I'm not going to keep you no longer.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And listen, I don't tell all my guests this, but I want you to come back any time that you see fit. Just let me know.
Thank you. I will. I really appreciate it.
If it comes out, let me know, because you know I make hits over here. So once I play it, everybody's going to be playing it.
That's what's up.
Definitely let me know. I got to look out for my people from Jersey. I'm from Newark, New Jersey, born and raised.
We got to represent, support each other. That's what's up.
I live in New Jersey. And it's still there. Got a nice big house, moved up, but still in Jersey. So
that's
definitely let me know. And you know what? This is another thing that I'm glad you're on. I want people to know that Jersey still got talent and Jersey's still hot.
Oh, Jersey always has talent, and it's always going to be hot. No doubt about it.
People are thinking it's all from the South, but don't sleep on Jersey because we're coming back.
Never. Jersey all day. We are here, okay?
And you're going to prove them wrong.
Thank you so much.
That's why we got people like you that's out there. So shouts out to you. And once again, keep in touch with me anytime. And I'm going to definitely send you your invite to
the party in
August. So definitely come through.
Let me know. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank y'all so much for supporting.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Nukari from the R&B group 3LW. Such a talented young individual. We love her so much over here. Go see her in the movie Lottery Ticket featuring Bow Wow and Brandon T. Jackson, Loretta Devine, so many people. Make sure you go support this young lady. I'm going to play 3LW songs today, and I'm going to wrap up in the show with that. So thank you so much.
I'm getting a little tired of these broken promises. Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers and numbers. Call you when you're studying, hanging with the fellas. Hanging with my girl, you always getting jealous and jealous. I was with you when you didn't have no jealous. Hanging at the crib, chilling with your mommy, your mama. Never funny, you never thought the drama was drama. Now you just a screen, play a wasting my time thinking about you and I and these feelings. Could see you and me holding hands, doing things, going further. But to say we're too young and the pain will come and just trigger.
Brother, pass over. I be the backer of the UD. You know that cat, punch the back, brother. It ain't UD.